Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most American podcast network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, was a shield really that good of a use for all that vibranium?
So imagine you got a shitload of vibranium.
Done.
Well, yeah. You have a shield's worth.
Yeah.
But we don't, it's not in shield form.
It's like an unrefined yeah. lump of metal.
We are the department.
How do you what?
Because it's very strong.
It's like a magic sand.
And I know that, but like, how do you, so it's very strong. How do you make it a shield?
Iron Man's dad did it. Don't worry
about
it.
You flatten it out with technology.
Okay.
Steamroller.
Paint it red
then
and
why
blue.
Don't you fight?
Okay. We're starting off the game.
That we immediately we took a step into a pothole and we're falling.
I'm just like, well, whatever.
How did they make the shield?
Yeah, like
how do you make a shield regularly?
I don't know.
You smelt down a metal into a mold.
Yes,
which is presumably what they did. With
vibranium. But then you can't do that to vibranium.
Why not?
But also then, like Iron Man does his propulsor ray. That seems like it might be hot. Wouldn't it have
not hot
destroyed
enough
the shield? But it doesn't really dent the shield.
So they must have done it in really, really high heat.
So then,
if we just say it's forged in a volcano, will that make you feel better?
I don't know.
What if it's forged in the heart of a dying sun?
Okay? No, because that's what happened with the Thor sword.
A hammer, some would say.
It was an axe.
Hey, can you pass me a Thor sword? I'm trying to hammer this nail in. You mean a hammer? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It was an axe. Yeah.
Thor sword and hammer is my nickname
for them. It was an axe.
It was
Stormbreaker.
I need
was
a Thor's Thor sword to chop down this tree.
Yeah. I need a Thor sword.
I absolutely do not.
Yeah, I did. No.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, so I guess the question, say we're three people working for S.H.I.E.L.D. in 19-dickety-3, yep. Whatever, and we've got a big lump of vibranium, and they're, it's funny, I just think it's strange they went for a S.H.I.E.L.D.
I think it's funny because if we are in charge of this, we find this big lump of metal and we need to use it to take down bad guys or whatever, which we don't even necessarily need to do. Our best method of defense at this moment is to stand on an overpass and wait for the bad guys to drive under in a car and just drop it on them.
It's just like, all right, what you want to do is you want to hold it in your hand, wait for them to turn around. And
it's just so great to imagine Howard Stark coming in. He's like, right, boys, you've had a week. What are we turning it into? And you're like, oh, no, nothing. No, it's good as is.
It's like, are you familiar with an anvil?
Yeah, it's also good to you. Like, he's like, what are we going to do with it? You're like, come with me. He's like, please tell me. You're like, no. You get in a car, drive. Could you please tell me what we're doing with the vibranium? No. You'll see. Why are we on an overpass? Hang on. Drop it down. But it's also funny.
Kill Red Skull with it.
Red Skull walking. So it's good as is.
See?
We could have done that with a brick. Shit, true.
You didn't give me a brick, did you?
Well, what are the properties of vibranium? Incredibly strong.
Yep.
Bouncy.
No, it doesn't vibrate.
Doesn't vibrate.
Yeah, it absorbs sound.
Yeah.
I guess it absorbs kinetic energy.
Yeah. So what if, say, first idea, I'm just throwing it on the table, brainstorming, no bad ideas, no brainstorm, a helmet.
Yeah, I was thinking a helmet.
And you headbutt the Nazis.
Yeah. But also, like, you're probably using it. But you know what also kills Nazis?
A gun.
Bullets.
Yeah, but you can't turn it into bullets.
No, I'm just saying, you wear the helmet and fire a gun.
You're not wrong! If you shot someone in the head who had a vibranium helmet on, would the bullet just stop?
Yes.
Bounce off and fall down?
Or would it bounce off? No, it absorbs the vibration, so in theory it should just drop.
Yeah. This is a troubling episode where we once again put our stupidity on display, freak show style.
But the problem is that, you know what a neck... do you know what a helmet doesn't protect? Your neck.
I thought you were saying that if you shot someone in the head, because, I don't know, that their head would fly off or something.
No! It absorbs vibration!
You're right. Excuse me.
But Method Man famously said, protect your neck, and we're not protecting our neck, and therefore getting shot in the neck.
If it absorbs vibrations, does that mean no one can hear you?
What are you talking? Oh, because you're... Okay. So here's the thing. I was imagining, like...
Like a face hole?
Yeah, like a...
I like Zaman's completely...
like an Iron Man suit.
Blind, deaf, nobody can hear what you're saying.
Well, like an Iron Man suit, because you have little eye slits.
Oh, yeah. And you just walk up to people and people can faintly hear...
But like, yeah.
Do you want to go fight the Nazis, Captain America?
Like a helmet, like if you have like an NFL-style helmet with grit or whatever, and you have it, even that like mesh is made from, say, vibranium. Sure. You do it like that. Like, yeah, you wouldn't be able to hear... Right, and you'll be able to.
You'd be able to hear faintly,
and you.
Well, because it'd be holes. Yeah, but there's holes, so.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's not a good idea, but you'd be able to hear. Yeah.
Plus, because you can drill holes in the ears. Well, if you make it go down the neck, then
yeah,
and the shirt goes over the top, it's like a knight's helmet.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Then I shoot you in the guts.
Well, you could shoot Captain America in the guts.
Except his is a shield, so he has a chance to block it. Where your helmet is not blocking your guts.
What if we spread it really thin, mix it with steel, make a suit of armor?
Yeah, like it's an alloy now. Make Kevlar.
Yeah.
Make like a vest. Just make it more of a protectee.
Is it good to absorb vibrations?
Well, you're not. The metal is.
What do you? I mean,
where does it go?
What do you mean?
Where do the vibrations go?
Dissipate.
They disperse.
Disperse outwards.
What does that mean?
Because like when Black Panther he gets hit, and then he kind of takes that kinetic energy and pushes it out again.
No, that's different. Mm. That's
because it's using vibranium technology.
Yeah.
There's a difference between I think it's because there's a difference between like fantasy absorb and like when people say absorb in real life.
Yeah. So we're talking fantasy absorb, which means
no, we're not.
We aren't.
No. Because that's not what the. Captain America's got his shield.
Sure.
You punch it. He can't then release a punch back out of it.
Yes, that is true. Yeah.
It would just deaden the vibration.
Here's a question I have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are we making the shield for Captain America?
We're making a shield again now, hey?
No. Yeah, I've decided the shield's the best. When they made the shield in film and comic, did they make it for Captain America? Or were they like, hey, we also have this fucking shield hanging around. We can give it to Captain America.
So the Wakandians mined it into a malleable metal.
Okay.
So it can be manipulated.
Mm-hmm. Malleable. That solves one of your problems.
That solves my problem.
Yeah, good.
All right, that's cool. All right, okay.
Because if we're making it for Captain America, that's also crazy. If they were like, okay, we've got a super soldier. We need to give him a weapon. We have one of the most rarest and powerful metals in the world. Would you pick a shield?
Yeah. Also,
I'd pick a sword.
Yeah, I'd pick a sword too. Yeah. Or a broadsword. Because again, it says, I'm just reading here quickly. There's a bit of research.
That's okay.
Howard Stark used the, he had a little bit of vibranium, and that was what he believed to be the only source or the only existence of like this hunk that he had. And he used it all up.
Douche is dropping it off overpasses.
To forge a shield.
Yeah.
Then he presented to 1943 Captain.
So it was designed for Captain America.
Well, he did it as the shield.
I would say that in 1943, you want to make a sword.
Yeah.
And you think that's a better use than a shield.
Yeah.
It deadens vibration.
Uh-huh.
It's like unbreakable.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you want to make it a sword.
Yeah, well, what are you going to make it?
I mean,
are you
shield,
happy with the shield?
A shield is a better use than a sword.
But a sword, you can cut Nazis in half.
Nazis take two steps back, shoot you in the guts.
Yeah.
I would say some kind of like armor, I think, is probably like the bit. Like to me, I would be like, well, we can make this and we could. So like, yes, well, Cap America is a good boy.
Yeah.
And we've put a lot of money in there. He's not bulletproof.
No, that is true.
So we could kind of make armor, not like, you know, coating, like dipping him.
Oh, but
shit.
He comes out of the machine, takes a step. Whoa! We pull him out. There we go. Perfect. Now send him to take.
like Achilles, where you hold him by the foot, dip him in, and out he comes.
Now go fight the Nazis, Captain America, and he just falls down.
And then Red Skull just shoots him in the ankle.
What?
Yeah. So not like dipping him, but like, you know, pad, like hockey armor, you know, hockey pads.
And then he could have two guns.
Yes.
Because right now he's only got one gun, one shield. This way, two guns, and he is the shield.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you could do like a helmet, kind of like something like a collary thing like they used to wear back in like old times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where they
stopped the garrotting. Okay. So I think one thing that the armor idea, yeah, in theory it makes sense. Yeah.
Like
but,
a Batman armor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but.
Yes.
He has enough metal to make a shield.
Yeah.
Dispersed over a body armor.
Yes.
There's going to be a lot of cheeky places you can shoot Captain America.
Yes.
And still damage him.
Yeah. But at least with the shield. See, I think, like, okay.
Still shoot Captain America in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Yes, but I would say, okay, let's
or
just.
Or the spine.
Say, actually, here's a good example.
Yeah.
Joel Zeman.
Yes.
You currently have a car that has a working petrol gauge.
Correct.
But your previous car had a petrol gauge that did not work. You couldn't tell how much fuel was in the car.
Yeah.
You were more careful and paid more attention to when to fill up when you had absolutely no idea how much fuel was in your car versus now where you'd be like, well, I got 10Ks left. That's not enough fuel to have in a car, but 10Ks is 10Ks, baby.
Yeah,
right. It's
the same with the shield. Like, Captain America knows if he gets shot in the guts, he'll die.
Yeah.
But if you've got armor and there's just like little...
I thought you were going to imply then, like, so the trick is we put no vibranium in his suit of armor whatsoever, and he's more careful because he doesn't know for sure.
Well, I just mean he'll be more careful if he's got a shield, and I think that he's more likely to get shot in his exposed bits if you just give him a suit of armor.
What about a dune buggy? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Make him out of vibranium.
Uh-huh.
Then if it crashes...
Again, got enough vibranium for a shield.
Yeah.
It's a little dune buggy.
Okay, no, that's okay.
Well, let's say we got enough to, like, because again, they think they make it lighter, so they kind of use vibranium in conjunction with other
alloys. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So
right,
they can, like, spread it out a bit.
Yeah.
You made a dune buggy.
If it crashes...
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on the vibrations thing.
Yep.
What happens to a vibranium car if you crash it?
Yeah,
you're killing me, Jackson. Think about the way Captain America's shield works.
Yeah.
So you drive into a wall, ding, ding, ding. Yeah. The wall, like a
you
pinball?
Crash into the wall crumbles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just crash, like the car stops.
So it's perfect for infiltrating Nazi bases. I'm Moon Buggy America, you say as you slam through a wall.
They shoot your tires?
They're not made of rubber, dude. They're made of further vibranium.
Yeah. How are you driving
like
on vibranium?
Tracks. Like a tank.
Yeah.
Okay,
a tank
speaking of like
a...
Because it's light, so you can just drive over a landmine and you're flipping.
Yeah. But not dying. Captain America maybe...
Hopefully you land on a further landmine so you can keep tumbling your way through. Yeah. Kind of like a Fast and the Furious 9
scene.
Yeah,
exactly. Captain America
Roman's
maybe receives...
Roman's ass is in fuego.
Yeah, maybe Captain America receives a cheeky concussion here and there. Maybe he stumbles into the Nazi base, both guns drawn, disoriented.
Give me back my America.
But he got in there, and that's important. So you're arguing for S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, I'm just...
What are you arguing for, then?
I would just... Okay, so...
We and Zaman have presented great ideas for what to do.
I would say you've presented ideas.
Yeah.
Slight disagreement on the great ideas
that's
front.
Fair. That's okay. You're welcome to your opinion.
So,
yeah,
armor sort of makes sense, but also you've got to be careful because, like,
I got a new pitch.
Yep.
Okay. Captain America is too dangerous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We make the tube that he gets turned into Captain America in out of vibranium, so he can't get out.
Like, it's like a fail safe.
He comes out, he's like, dunk, dunk, I'm a big strong man. And I'm like, that's scary. Put him in a river.
What about a multi-tool?
Oh, that's clever. Like a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
Why
got
is it
many tools?
What's the benefit of having that made out of vibranium?
Yeah, that's the problem. None of these. Honestly, the only thing that's
indestructible.
Yeah,
the only thing that's benefited from being made out of vibranium, and this pains me to say, is Jackson's dune buggy.
Yeah, that's great. What about this? It's a train. No, okay. It's a, what do you call them?
We give you slightly more vibranium. Now all of a sudden you're like, you're gonna give me a little bit. I'm gonna make a train.
No, it's not the whole train. Mm-hmm. It's just the scoop in the front, the cow catcher. Okay, and then what we do is we put this train on Nazi train tracks and we careen through Nazi trains.
You don't seem to understand.
Come on! So, you get into like a regular train and you build like a point.
Cow catcher,
but like sharpened.
Yeah. And we bisect
Then you then strap like a 1950s rocket onto the back of that bad boy. Exactly. Nazi. Space race to the moon? No. Nazi. Space race into the Nazi train.
Two Nazis sharing a cup of tea in a carriage. All of a sudden, they're on either side of the train track as the train's in off. Split like a fucking hot dog, okay?
Okay. So you strapped a rocket to a train.
Yeah, you just let
a rocket. Rockets explode.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Toy Story. Remember? Yeah,
but we could probably take the cow catcher,
also,
attach it to a new train.
Who's doing that? You've just launched it directly into behind
enemy... We are the US government!
So you've sent this into behind enemy lines. Uh-huh. The easiest vehicle in the world to stop because it's weak from the sides and behind.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's only not weak from
It's very quick. The fear, though, you're right, so Dutra.
Like, yeah, when there's corners.
Well, yeah.
Corners! If anything's on the track that slows the front part of the train down, but not the...
It'll slice right through. The scary thing is, you're right, that it bisects that Nazi train. Grinds to a halt. We, waiting at the other end of the train where we set it off from, are like, how are we going to get it back? And then we see a Nazi train with it on the front. Get off the tracks! They're using our own vibranium cow catcher against us!
I like the idea that we just end up in a war where we're just launching trains at each other. Because they only had enough vibranium to make one.
I know not what World War 3 or 4 will be fought with, but World War 5 will be fought with trains. Albert Einstein.
So what if we just... question.
I'm listening.
So if you make, say, the wheels of the train out of vibranium, what does that do to the... Does it make it a smooth ride? What if we veer away from war and veer into luxury?
What if
we veer into kind of how, like, you know, like the Hindenburg and all those are like, yes, luxury sky travel. What if we make luxury train travel?
Okay. Smooth ride. Would it be a smooth ride?
I don't know.
Because it's all absorbing...
It absorbs the wheels that absorb the vibration.
Yeah.
So the tracks, any like anything, bad joints or like...
Bones.
Or
yeah,
like...
true. I guess it would be smooth. Now, here's the question.
Yeah.
Are we still giving this to Captain America?
Smooth train wheels.
Captain America, for America, you're driving this train full of wealthy socialites. It's like, aren't I a soldier made incredibly strong?
No.
Not at all.
No, you're strong to drive trains.
Sometimes there's trouble on those trains.
Yeah. You're going to be like, behave.
Yeah, you impress those wealthy socialites, and then we get more war bonds.
Yeah, exactly. Which is, I mean, that's pretty useful. Red Skull is still out there.
Yeah.
But hopefully Captain America can hit him with a train. What about we make a whole plane out of vibranium?
Uh-huh.
And then this may kill some pilots. Okay. So what's the problem with a kamikaze, okay? Kamikaze is that the plane explodes.
Yeah, yes.
If the plane's made of vibranium and you crash, do you just skip like a stone?
Yes.
Red Skull, he's giving a speech. I am Red Skull. I'm not a Nazi. I just work with the Nazis. Doing, off we go.
I think what would happen is the plane would crash and stop. So, yeah, you've killed Red Skull, but then...
It's happened again. The Nazis have a vibranium
plane. But also there's a person in there that just probably presumably
gets knocked the fuck around. Yeah, yeah. Well, we make a Captain America. He's indestructible.
They're going to rip open the thing and then shoot him in the head.
How are they ripping it open? It's made of vibranium. Come on.
It's still a door.
That's fair.
Are you not putting windows on the plane?
That wasn't the... I was imagining it kind of like a Monopoly piece.
Yeah, okay. So how's Captain America seeing where Red Skull is?
He's not. We just fire it up and then down using maths.
So why not just use a rocket, like as in a missile?
Yeah.
Well, because we want it to skip like a stone.
But why?
I don't know. Well, then we get to keep reusing it.
No, but we don't. Because you just established it's in enemy hands, and also you're getting Captain America shot in the head.
Well, no, there's no exit for Captain America.
Okay, so he's just rotting in a plane.
Yeah.
Until they launch it.
Back at us.
Yeah.
And then we crack it open and see how he's doing.
How are you going to crack it open?
We'll get our top man on it.
What if you made a replica of Mjolnir but out of vibranium?
Oh, yeah.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, we now have tees for sale on our website, sanspantsradio.com. It's only taken us 10 years to actually get our shit together, but we finally did it. No more having to throw dubious links to a third-party website or have to deal with poor layouts of other e-stores. Now we just have to deal with the poor layout of our own e-store. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and check out all our new merchandise.
To what end?
I feel like that a hammer probably has more benefits for being lightweight but also absorbing vibration than a sword. So basically your sword idea, but better.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because like cracking someone over the head with a lightweight hammer that also is very, very heavy
and absorbs vibration,
so it wouldn't hurt your hand.
Mm. Yeah.
Of course it'd be good as used as a tool.
Yeah, to build stuff.
Yeah.
Just
reading a bit more on the properties of vibranium.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So where energy cannot be destroyed and only converted into another form, such as when Thor struck Captain America's shield with his hammer, it created sound waves in the hammer, and while the shield converted the blow into blue ultraviolet light. So you careening into the Red Skull in your plane will create a shockwave, which may kill all the other
Nazis
around the Red Skull.
Yeah, and then we walk in, we get the plane. We say we probably didn't need to put Captain America in this.
He might be dead.
We need to get our top man on this so they can crack him out like a sardine can. Well, there you go. That's good to know. Great.
Now, also, it's magnetic if that changes anything.
Easy. We make shoes out of it.
Yep. And they can also power cities.
We make a suit of armor out of it. Give the suit of armor to Adolf Hitler. We get a huge magnet. Okay.
Uh-huh.
At Cape Canaveral or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
We turn it on. It's an electromagnet. Dunk! We've gotten a lot of metal. But hopefully within that, Adolf Hitler.
Is he going to pull all of the metal out of a city?
Yeah. We fly over a city we think Hitler's in. Dunk! It's on a plane now.
But isn't the plane made of metal?
I don't know what that would do.
Nothing good. Also, Hitler would have had metal on him anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, probably could still do that if you wanted.
Throw the vibranium away then. Do my magnet.
Put it in a lake.
Yeah, put it in a lake. Mm. Throw it off the overpass, like you were saying, onto a car.
Yeah.
And then go pick up Adolf
Hitler.
That is
my perfect way of killing Franz Ferdinand. They tried to car bomb him. Just drop vibranium from an overpass on his car. Mm.
That is true.
Start World War One right.
So I still think, we could do like arm guards.
So little shields?
Like what...
sure he has.
Yeah, and also what Captain America has in...
Yeah.
Infinity War.
Yeah.
When he was like, I'm nomad, sort of, and everyone was like, oh my god.
But I'm not calling myself that.
Yeah, and also I don't have a whip.
Yeah.
You're not nomad if you don't have a whip. What about a big hamster ball?
Ooh, what about a big hamster wheel?
Yeah, it's like a shield, but it covers everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we make it thin enough that Captain America can see through it. Because otherwise...
Have you ever seen a metal so thin you can see through it?
I have not.
Do you think these things exist?
Surely they must. What do we make it out of?
Polish
a fine,
real good.
Fine mesh.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he just rolls into Nazi Germany, barrels him over.
Uh-huh.
Crushes him.
Yeah.
Wheels himself back. Can't be shot from any angle. He's a ball.
What about, how's this for an idea?
Doesn't have to be Captain America. It could be anybody, fucking guy.
So what
you
about this?
I will. I'll get in there.
Wait. So we get like a tank. A tank.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then we get, say, we cast a tank gun bullet.
Yeah.
Out of vibranium.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then we make a chain.
Yep.
Oh!
Attached to the bullet as well. Made from vibranium. So we shoot it. A yo-yo, and then we drag it back.
That's
and
good.
We shoot it again, and we drag it back.
Yeah, sick. Yeah. That's unreal, except how are you shooting a vibranium bullet?
Gunpowder.
A lot of gun
and guns. What do you think will happen there?
We've got a bullet stuck in the gun barrel of the tank and we can't get it out.
Because it will absorb the explosion.
Shit. You can't make a vibranium gun. That doesn't just
well, you can.
Worked.
You can't make a vibranium bullet.
No, yeah.
You could back the tank up. You'd have a constipated tank.
Yeah.
And no,
you'd probably blow out the back of the tank.
The top part of the tank would just fly off the bottom part. Oh, fuck. And then you have to keep shooting to get out of Nazi-occupied territory.
Turn around. And, yeah.
Look out! No Nazi is expecting the top half of a tank shooting around like a frog. No one is ready for that. Not a single person.
Okay, you're right. That, okay.
But maybe this is good. Because surely we can then use it like a rocket, right? If we can fire...
Are you about to pitch exactly the same thing Zamet just
but
did?
But upright.
Yeah, but intentional.
Okay, talk me through it.
So, I guess we need like a big steamroller.
Yeah, okay.
Or something.
We've given you a train, so why not a big steamroller?
And we have a gun barrel at the back with a vibranium stopper. We just shoot ourselves along into Nazi territory.
Why? What about, also, that's not what would
what
happen.
What about a steamroller where the front bit, like the rolling, is vibranium? It's light.
That's true.
So that means
you
we can
go
make it fast.
Oh, no. You just flatten like, Adolf Hitler.
You could flatten a lot with that.
Yeah, that's okay. Pretty good. Yeah.
What about two rockets?
Yeah.
A kilometer apart.
Okay.
But parallel.
Yeah.
Vibranium into piano wire.
Yes.
Via the rockets horizontal, behead an entire city.
You just have one on one side of Germany.
The other on the other side of Germany.
You just go through. And then like just... cutting cheese.
And it won't stop.
We're sorry, so many people.
So many innocent civilians. Ooh. And also, you're right, it just keeps going. As we wait for it to return, it just comes back behind us, cuts our legs off. Oh, shit.
Why would it keep going? Surely it would.
Eventually. I don't know. I didn't test it.
We didn't test any of these before we put them in the field. Okay. Fuck.
What? Okay, so I know we can't make vibranium pools, but we did mention you could make vibranium guns.
That's true.
So if you make a vibranium gun, the recoil wouldn't necessarily be there.
Wouldn't exist.
So you could fire straighter and better.
Yeah.
So you can catch machine America, gun. A machine gun full of vibranium.
Machine gun bazooka.
No. Because the problem with a rocket launcher or a bazooka is not just the recoil. Where are you putting the other bullets?
Yeah, and like a you feed it in. It's like a ribbon of missiles.
Think about how
he's strong.
Yeah, Captain America's strong as shit.
Just just a huge line of missiles.
Yeah, doof 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 doof. Look out, Nazis!
But it would be over his shoulder and there'd just be...
Yeah, look, I'm thinking more of a gun.
Okay. Also, because you can't... It's not like it would automatically load in because you can't have a barrel on a bazooka.
I feel like I could make this work.
So I was like, what if you get like the machine gun but also a bayonet?
Uh-huh.
So then for like close up, he could stab people with. But oh, he's still got the shooty.
That works.
I know that modern technology agreed with me, but bayonets are less impressive when you have guns that don't jam when you go to shoot them.
Yeah, that is true.
That's very true.
You can also just carry a knife or whatever.
Yeah.
What about a gun? Or a second gun, a backup gun.
What about a gun of vibranium and then like a vibranium knife? Because
why are we back to also, how would you... Would a vibranium sword and knife stay sharp forever or never be sharp?
I don't know. Does it matter?
Yes.
Well, they made.
Have you tried to stab someone with something that's not sharp?
No, but Captain America's strong, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but
that's a good point. He could do it with like a blunt spoon.
He could stab you with a baseball bat. Yeah.
He could just make you a fucking just a hole.
Baseball bat.
Baseball bat.
Baseball bat and a chain. The biker's weapon.
Yeah, because like there's steel baseball
bats. He loves a bike.
Yeah.
He could hit bullets back at people.
That's cool. We could call him Batter Up. We'll keep the name. We'll workshop it.
What are we thinking about swing? Swing? Like a swinger?
I feel like we need America.
Swinger
in
America.
There.
Oh, okay. I got a perfect thing. So, okay. America. So we'll just put that as the title.
Yeah.
Baseball. What do baseball teams have? Captains. What about Captain America?
Oh, my God. It works.
Batter America.
Batter America. Babe Ruth America. Babe America. What if we call him Babe America?
I like to imagine you're like Captain America, and we're like, yeah, sold, but then you see him announced, and it's like, introducing Mr. Baseball. You're like, God damn it. No Mr. one fucking baseball. Listened. God damn it.
What about a cricket bat? It's like a baseball bat, but a bit flat on one side, so a bit of more of a surface.
That's
area.
True.
Well, that's true.
Less American, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's tennis racket?
Yeah. Even?
Well, not less American. Yeah. But he's strong enough. If it's a tennis racket, he's strong enough that he could go down on Adolf Hitler's head and make a sort of Hitler spaghetti out of him. So that's pretty good.
That is good.
What about a giant potato masher?
How giant.
Why? Big enough that we could squash one whole Nazi base with it.
A base?
A base.
Yeah. We have it from a helicarrier and we just drop it.
Okay.
And we pick it up again.
Or an anvil.
Yeah, or an anvil. It's kind of your overpass idea on a grand scale.
I think that if you... I don't know what would happen if you dropped...
What about a one-to-one replica of the city that we're dropping it on?
Now we're talking. People live in vibranium houses.
Was that city made from vibranium? I don't remember. There's nobody here anymore.
Yeah.
What would happen if you drop something made of vibranium out of the sky, though?
I feel like it would just be like, and not bounce. It would just land.
Yeah, it would just land perfectly.
Yeah, but then it probably wouldn't. Would it absorb the pressure? Would it just like if
it
you
would
drop...
squish everybody?
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, everything is flattened, and you'd be like a paste out the side.
What about a big Monty Python foot made of vibranium? Oh,
yes.
Now we're talking.
Yeah,
stepping on Nazi Germany. With our big Monty Python.
Someone's
foot.
Like, no one ever expected the fucking vibranium foot or whatever. My parents are dead. I don't know. Monty Python. It's
you know.
Yeah, I get it.
He's not a Messiah. He's my dickhead son.
What if we made
crucify him anyway?
What if we made Captain America out of vibranium? The guy.
Well, you tried that.
Remember? We dipped him in. He fell
you
forward.
You dipped him in and then he died?
That was, we did that. That was crazy.
Okay, what about this? What about? I like your idea. Okay,
thank you.
How about this? So what we do is we inject the super soldier serum with a bit of vibranium and then we inject it into Captain America.
He has vibranium blood.
Yes, vibranium blood. So even though if a bullet hits him, it'll bounce off his vibranium blood.
Yeah, or only
so
if
we
he's
just
bleeding.
Make it Wolverine?
No,
because it's his blood, not his bones.
Yeah. Like a Wolverine.
So
if he was a
worse Wolverine.
No, a bloody Wolverine.
And he just goes up to the Nazis and chops his neck and bleeds vibranium on them.
And
I don't know what this does.
And then that.
And then that causes...
basically, he's got real thick, strong blood, which would mean...
And the end result of that will be for the Nazis.
Victory.
What if we poison the vibranium and give it to the Nazis?
Yeah.
They make a poison shield out of it.
Their guy dies.
Yeah. They never figure out what it is. They avoid vibranium, whole of World War II.
Mm. What if we smelted it down a little bit, make it, like we use it as poison and put it into the Nazis' water supply?
Oh!
What happens if you drink heavy metals? Good?
Yeah, I think so. What is vibranium going through your digestive system do?
Nothing good.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't break down. It would hurt to shit.
I guess you'd have shiny shits, like how you shit gold.
Shing!
Yeah.
That's what your shit would make when you look in the bathroom.
Like a clunk.
Yeah, you'd be like, did it work? Dunk, 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 dunk. It did. The Nazis are shitting vibranium. And then the rest of the US government would be like, now what? And we'd be like,
Did you make that potato masher?
Did anybody, did you see our designs?
What if... How about this then? So instead of adamantium on a Wolverine skeleton, vibranium on a Captain America skeleton, what do we think?
What would that do?
It means if he kicks, there's no vibrations.
Yeah.
So less broken bones.
His bones may hurt nonstop.
Okay. Yes.
Sore bones.
A
Captain
big problem
America.
For Wolverine is when he doesn't have his healing factor, he's slowly
poisoned and
is dying. Yes, yes.
Captain America would just have to take down the Red Skull quickly.
give him an incentive.
Yeah, exactly. What if we coated his brain in vibranium? Mm. Vibranium. Yeah. You know, that's what do you think is going to happen? Idea. I don't know.
I think Winnie here. Mm. So like instead of like a metal plate over his skull, a vibranium plate over his skull. So what if we do this like piecemeal?
Yeah, that's clever. And then as we find more vibranium, we put it under his skin.
Yeah.
Until eventually he's the vibranium man.
Okay, so we're just making RoboCop.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes.
In many ways.
Well, because RoboCop, indestructible, has the brain of a robot, but this will just have the brain of Captain America.
Yeah.
He'll be a freak to look at.
Heaps.
But that's okay, I guess.
What if we pour it in around Captain America when he's in the tube, and then it's like a mold for making more Captain Americas?
Talk us through that. Step one. Actually, I don't even know where to go with step one. Where do we start?
Step one, liquefy all the vibranium.
Okay.
Step two, put skinny boy Captain America in the machine. Step three, turn on the machine, make muscle boy Captain America. Step four, put the liquid vibranium in around him.
Yep.
Step five,
we made a plaster cast, all right. of a strong boy.
Open it up. I don't know how to get Captain America out, though.
Liquefy.
Kill Captain America with a very long needle. Liquefy him. Suck it out, split the vibranium in half. You got a beautiful Captain America mold. We make statues. Step seven.
We make a lot of statues and then drop those statues on Germany.
Yeah.
It's like a psychological tactic. We say,
this is our guy and we killed him.
Imagine what we did to you.
We're crazy, baby. Our hero, we killed him ourselves.
We're mad dogging Germany. I was going to be like, oh, we place them around so it looks like we've got many Captain Americas. But no, we got see this mold we made? This was our one hope for victory. And we fucking killed him with a long needle.
Because we couldn't get him out. But then we later cracked it open in half. So in theory, we could have got him out.
So you better fucking don't fuck with us, Germany. Okay? We're fucking nuts.
Scared of Russia. Be scared of us.
What about grills? Like fake teeth.
Oh, that's good. Captain America bites Adolf Hitler's face off like a chimpanzee.
Or just making jaws from...
Yes.
Yeah, that works too.
Yeah.
What about this? He dies because he bites a light bulb.
Well, we just tell Captain America
don't
not
bite
to.
Why does he bite a light bulb?
James Bond puts it in his mouth.
Well, then he die from like a light bulb, he died from James Bond.
Hitler had a dog.
Oh, yeah.
That he loved.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Can we do something there?
Vibranium.
Vibranium dog. To then
we swap out the vibranium. Step one, steal Hitler's dog.
Okay.
Step two, replace it with a vibranium dog. Step three.
Hitler's got a fake dog. We've got Hitler's real dog.
Because couldn't we, instead of replacing it with... If we can get close enough to replace Hitler's dog or steal Hitler's dog, surely we could get close enough to, I don't know, put a bomb there.
Yeah.
Put a bomb in
the fake dog.
Uh-huh. Bomb goes off inside the dog. Nothing happens. It's made
Hitler's
of vibranium.
Like, are you okay? Dog? The dog, it doesn't respond. It's alive somehow, which is crazy. Hitler's like, are you okay? Oh, you're just a statue of my dog. Where is my dog? He's so distraught, he gives up the war.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, I've come up with a lot of good ideas this episode. I think it's been good idea after good idea after good idea.
Some kind of like aerosol.
Okay.
If we weaponize it, if you sprayed vibranium in someone's face.
Yeah.
What would happen?
Like if we blocked up a
dust or something, but like heavy metal.
Well, I'm wondering if we could turn it into a glue that we could then glue Hitler's face shut.
What? Why not just use normal glue?
I'll just shoot him in the face.
Shoot him with a gun.
Oh, gun's obvious. You come into a big Hitler meeting with a glue gun. Oh, I'm just here to fix the paintings. So
glue him up.
Try and talk now.
You've taken away his speeches. The war his
power. Is won. Yeah. That was his most his propaganda.
Or you could come do, on. If he's sending out a lot of mail.
Yeah.
You could kind of like how they killed George's fiance. In Siney.
Oh, yes. The Susan method.
The Susan
get him
method.
To lick too many vibranium
too many
envelopes.
Vibranium laced envelopes.
I get the feeling if you licked a vibranium envelope, you'd cut your tongue.
Oh, yeah.
So
it's gone.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Last final thing for us to consider.
Yeah.
Big knife.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
How big?
Like, really big.
Okay.
I like this. Are we talking big as the table in this room? Bigger?
Are we talking as big as a house? We're talking as big as, say, a Clifford the Red Dog?
Yeah.
Are we talking as big as a submarine?
Oh,
are
wait.
We talking as big as something
huge.
Huge?
So big, and we make it up at a satellite, and then we stab the Earth. Right, okay. Where the Nazis are.
Yeah. Perfect. So rather than using a shield... Using all the vibranium to make Captain America's shield.
Yeah.
What if we simply make a giant knife,
yeah.
Go to space 20 years before anyone went to space.
Yeah.
Drop a big knife on
rocket to one end.
In quotation marks, where the Nazis are and stab the Earth.
Stab the Earth.
What about final idea from me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A mech.
Oh, well, see, that's clever. Then it's a vibranium mech, and we can kill Captain America. We don't need him. He comes out of the tube. We're like, actually, we figured it out.
Let him pilot it.
Well, it was a good test to find out if Captain America can withstand a bullet in the brain. Turns out, no.
We'll find another guy for the mech.
But yeah, some kind of mech, which I'd say a Captain America could pilot.
Why?
Why?
He's fine on his own. Why are we putting him in a mech?
All right, fair
You're
enough.
Wasting Captain America.
All right, we'll chuck him out without a shield.
Do you know what's not wasting Captain America? Shooting him in the head. Valuable research.
You know what? When you're right, you're right.
Yeah.
Why waste Captain America in a mech when we could shoot him in the fucking head?
But we shoot him in the head with our vibranium bullets and it blows up in our hands and kills us.
I honestly think the best use for all this vibranium would have just simply been a better shaped shield.
Be honest.
Like
the
one
shield...
with like spikes or something on the side? That'd be sick.
Nah, but then the thing is there though, with the spikes on the side, it's sick, but then it gets stuck.
Yeah.
Mm. So really, it's kind of nice that A, it kind of bounces back and he can catch it. To be honest, I think the shield, probably the best
maybe a slightly bigger shield.
What about a boomerang? Does the same thing a shield does, less useful as a shield.
It doesn't do the same stuff a shield does. A shield is made to defend.
It comes back.
A shield's most notable feature is not that it returns to you, Jackson.
That's the most notable feature of Captain America's shield.
Yeah, that's true.
I... would also probably disagree with that, but that's at least more feasible.
That is the only shield I know of that comes back. Therefore, the most notable part of Captain America's shield is that it returns to him like a boomerang, i.e. therefore, it could be a boomerang and the movies would not change.
Except he gets shot heaps and dies.
Yeah, he gets shot heaps.
Every single time he blocks...
What if he had two boomerangs?
Every single time in the movies he blocks a bullet with his shield, gets shot in the guts.
When he comes into the 21st century, he'd be like, I'm Captain America, the most shot man in existence.
How about this? All right, okay, look, how about this? So two slightly smaller shields.
So back to the fake nomad idea.
What about, you give me an idea, fake nose.
What?
Captain America can take off, throw at his enemies. If he so desires.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I'm a Jackson.
I've been disappointed.
A lot of bad ideas in this one.
I've never felt clever.
A fake nose. Go to hell, Jackson Bailey.
This is a terrible idea.
Why have I
We're
done
scaredy
this?
Boys. Like, the premise is ridiculous.
Hi, I'm Damien Robb. Welcome to Scaredy Boys, a weekly podcast where three cowardly friends discuss horror movies.
My mum was weird about what movies we watched. I was a coward as well, I was like, no, enforce the law, mum.
I think I've watched three horror movies in my time, one of them by choice. For a big old coward, I have seen a weird number of horror films.
Each week, we'll watch a spooky movie.
Well, I want to take this up to both of you. Both of you are like, oh, thrillers aren't horrors. Fuck, they are.
They are for us.
Try not to piss our pants. Were we scared?
Oh, easily.
Yes. Yeah, big time.
Is he going to die?
I'm a scared man.
My hands were pretty much covering my face the entire time.
Yeah, what point did you just give up?
Early.
And then figure out how the hell we'd survive.
I'll punch it now. No questions asked.
I will band myself to a malevolent entity if it means I'm safe.
I've never been so arrogant in my cowardice.
I'm going to light a fire.
You say like it's a revelation.
I'll punch your grandma in the face if it's between us and dying.
Join me and my good pals, Tom Reed and Sean Carney, on this haunting adventure.
Scaredy Boys, available at sanspantsradio.com, Acast, and anywhere you listen to podcasts.
I'm not getting fingered by any ghosts.